Now let's come closer to home. Thursday is D-Day in the Scottish independence campaign. On Friday we'll know the result, and as polling day draws near, the only prediction being made with any certainty is that the result will be close. Our Europe editor Paul Cunningham is there. Paul, most people predicting a close run thing. What are the nerves on both sides like, have you been noticing this Monday morning?
The nerves are really beginning to jangle. It's very tense here because both sides feel they have a real opportunity of winning. I'm speaking to you from Hamilton, which is about an hour outside Edinburgh. And this used to be a very strong Labour constituency. Indeed, they used to say they didn't count the Labour votes here in Hamilton. They just used to weigh them. But in 2011, there was a big change and they voted in an SNP, a Scottish National Party member, into the Scottish Parliament. And once again, the wind seems to be behind the Yes campaign here. And they have a sense that they're going to push forward, that some of the economic issues and arguments they have will win out. And such is the confidence that they've all began to talk about how they have been in contact. This was over the weekend. They have been in contact with capitals to ensure that Scotland will be able to enter the EU should people vote on Thursday for independence. So when the Deputy First Minister travelled here to Hamilton, I asked her what contact had they had with the Irish government and what soundings and support were they getting from Dublin.
We've talked to other European governments on a range of issues all the time as a Scottish government. I'm not going to get into the detail of those discussions. Suffice to say, I am absolutely confident that Scotland will make the transition within the 18-month transition period, if we vote yes, from being part of the European Union as a member of the UK to being part of the European Union in our own right. You know, we are one of Europe's biggest oil producers, with the biggest share of fishing waters, with the biggest share of renewable energy potential. We are home to tens of thousands of European citizens. Scotland's place is in Europe. Independence helps us secure that place and, of course, removes the risk that if we don't become independent, we face as a result of David Cameron's in-out European referendum.